Unit 9. Friends and Friendship. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Identifying pictures. Directions. The following are the pictures of Steve, Susan, Jennifer, and Harry. They are looking for pen pals. Listen carefully and determine which picture corresponds to which person. Put the name under the corresponding picture. Steve is very short and rather fat. He likes to wear bright-colored, casual clothes. Last week, he bought a red shirt and an expensive pair of shiny leather shoes. Every week, Steve spends his paycheck before he gets another one. Steve enjoys being with people. He's extremely cheerful all the time and likes to tell jokes. People laugh at his jokes, but he laughs even louder. He loves to go to parties. He eats and drinks a lot, and is always surrounded by people. He likes to dance and to listen to loud music. At every party, he sings all his favorite songs at the top of his voice, and dances with all the girls in the room. He's the last one to leave a party. Steve is a typical extrovert.
Susan is slightly overweight. She doesn't like the color of her hair, which is brown. Every month she buys a lot of fashion magazines that show pictures of slim models wearing beautiful clothes. Susan is so busy reading these magazines and watching her favorite TV shows that she often forgets to wash her hair or take care of her clothes. While she reads the magazines, she eats chocolate. When Susan is not watching TV, she talks for hours on the telephone with her friends. Jennifer is the kind of girl who impresses you at first sight. She has short hair and likes to dress herself like a, quote, handsome boy. And she looks really cool in blue jeans and t-shirt. Adventure stories and romantic love stories are her favorite, of which she can cover 200 pages in an hour and retell everything in vivid detail. As long as Jennifer can get a 60 in physics or computer science or any of the other courses she has little interest in, that's all she cares about. She will not make any effort to get higher marks. Yet, she has never failed in any courses up to now.
Harry is of medium height and weight. He looks quite serious with his thick glasses. He often gets creative ideas and is not easily convinced. He's a good student and quite diligent, and dreams of getting the first prize this semester. He is usually quiet, but is quite talkative when it comes to chess and computer programming, and when there are only one or two friends around. Once, he was heard to say that he would never fall in love with any girl until he was a success. Exercise 2. Getting more information about these people. Directions. Listen twice and complete the table below in note form with the information from the tape. Then compare your answers with your partner's.
Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to an interview between the interviewer and Xiong Mei, and then answer the questions. The following is an interview of a college student, Xiong Mei, about friends and friendship.
Do you have many friends?
Yes, I have many friends and acquaintances, but only one of them is very close to me.
When did you meet this friend, and how did your friendship develop?
We met in our first year in senior high school, about 5 years ago. Xiaoqing and I were both in the same experimental class. We had a lot more free time than students in the regular classes, so we did many interesting things together.
Do you have any close friends at the university?
No, I think friendship takes time to develop. That's probably the main reason why I haven't made any more close friends here. I'm too busy studying and going to classes.
Why do you think you became close friends with that particular girl, rather than other girls in your class?
Well, it was due to a combination of factors. At the beginning, we were both chosen to represent our class in a speech contest, so we worked very closely together. Then I discovered that she was a very honest person, and I think honesty is a very important aspect of friendship.
Were there any other things that strengthened your friendship?
Yes. We were both on the basketball team, so we spent hours practicing together. Teamwork and cooperation certainly made us appreciate each other even more. We also took part in running races. She helped me a lot. She organized a singing contest, and I did a lot of things for her. I think helping each other is another important aspect of friendship.
Do you still see each other on a daily basis?
No, unfortunately, we aren't in the same city now. I passed the entrance examination, but she failed. We were terribly sad at first. But we are still best friends, and that will never change.
How would you summarize the difference between a really close friend and other friends?
It's a question of process, depth, and openness, like a flower. Real friendship grows day by day. It needs many special ingredients to flourish.
Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the interview again and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false in the space provided.